love. Hanging on, we push and shove. Possession is the motivation that is hanging up. The nation looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what. Are killing hogs, twisted children are killing frogs, poor dumb rednecks rolling logs, tired old ladies kissing dogs. I hate the human love of that stinking mud. I can't use it, trying to make it real compared to what. What it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Half of one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way out one bit. God damn it, I'm trying to make it real compared to what.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try better than ever Proactiv solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Saucy little Renee Holstead from down Texas way. Welcome back to tonight's Like Liberty and All That Jazz. We're here on this 70th anniversary of the ha-ha, not-so-sneak attack on Pearl Harbor. Sorry if I sound cynical, ladies and gentlemen, but I've gotten to be that way in the years that I've been on this earth. I know that Roger doesn't feel one whole heck of a lot different. I like it when the mainstream media begins to come out and talk about new evidence, new evidence. This is the same kind of new evidence I covered 15 stinking years ago, and the mainstream media is just now catching up. There was nothing sneaky except on the American people, foisted upon us by the likes of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Anyway, Raj, pick it up, man.
Okay, first thing, let me apologize for my voice, because I know I sound one heck of a lot worse than Jeff. And I've had a tremendous cold and a real bad cough. I guess it's the Argentinian revenge, and it's taken its toll. But tonight's so important that I just, you know, ask you to bear through, and I'm sorry. I'll drink honey and lemon and do the best I can. I may have to dump out to cough. I was walking downtown today, and we had a lot of trees downtown. They planted them on the irrigation canals that run throughout the whole area. And I was walking under this tree, and a bird pooped on me. And he got both shoulders, and he must have been eating a lot of berries or something. And that's good, because in Argentina, in the culture, when a bird poops on you, it's good luck. So I guess I got a double helping of good luck today. I wanted to talk about the book. We've had some, as we get ready to go here, we've had some changes. I want to tell you about them, and I want to explain them to you. But the first thing I want to tell you is about some of my creed. I have a personal creed. I've lived by it for many years, even before I got into this stuff. And that is, if I tell somebody I'm going to do something, I either do it. Or if I can't do it, I call them and let them know that I can't do it and when I might be able to do it or if I can't do it. And we've had some significant changes, and I'm going to tell you why and explain it to you. First off, the book is just about ready to go. We've got a version at the printer now. We've got a friend that lives in the city where the printer is. And he's going to take valuable time out of his schedule and go over there and look at the printed copy. And if it fits our criteria for appearance to go out to you good people, the process starts then. And the reason I stress that is it probably will be Friday. It for certain will be over the weekend, if not. The people that have registered on the website to be alerted through email will get an alert when the site goes up and the button to buy is there. The decision that we had to cross, and it was through much deliberation, was we've decided not to put out, at least for the time being, an electronic version. And the reason that stresses me is because part of my creed for this with you guys is I was going to make this book available for $10. And the $10, of course, was the electronic version. Because, quite frankly, the cost of printing and the cost of shipping is probably over $10 for the printed copy. But there's several reasons for that. The first is I want you to understand why we're not doing it. And then we'll go into why we are doing it this way, because there's like life, there's yin and yang. on both. We had about 6 to 7 hours of conference call conversations with an electronic publishing expert. And his advice to us was that he strongly, strongly advised us not to put this out on the electronic version. And it's not necessarily because it was going to get passed around, because that's my goal, is to get the information in you folks' hands. But the real reason, and the one thing that really, I think, swung my decision the minute I heard it, was that I know our enemy so well, and I know they can't rebut, and they can't even address this information, because they're backed in a corner. And I know how sly and devious they are, and I know their past history of diluting things. When they get a currency that is going up against them, they'll go in and counterfeit that currency and flood that market and that country with their counterfeit currency to dilute the currency that they are unhappy with. So, you know, and there's numerous other examples. I'm sure you can look at the dilution of the United States with all the immigration, because they're unhappy with just this population that's there. And what he told me was their capabilities are so sophisticated that when you buy that from the site and it engages with your computer to download, they can actually intercept that stream and hijack that and insert packets into that that aren't what we have written and that what we want you to learn and know. And we would not know it, and you would not know it. And that right there is what swung my decision, because if there's one thing I want, is the information out there. And the other thing that follows right behind that is I want the information out there as it's written, as it's researched, as it's hard-hitting as it is. And once we get a base, because I know we got Eagle Beagles that listen to this network, and I know through the months that a lot of you legal guys have been turned on to this. Excuse me. And I want to get the printed version in your hands so that you know that it's what we have written. And you know that it's factual and you can study and learn it and teach others from it. And once we've got a factual base out there that probably, I hate to put an exact timetable on it because I don't know, but somewhere 6 months or a little longer, we're going to put the electronic version up, free access, open source. So that's the way we've decided to handle it. If you are counting on an electronic $10 version, I'm sorry as I can be. What I'm trying to do is protect the project and make this thing with the full impact that it's got deliverable in your hands so that you can read and understand and absorb this knowledge and start changing your life and hopefully start changing other people's lives. And maybe if enough of us try to do that and get together, all working together as a team, we can have some substantial changes in the country. And those are the things that I'm working towards, and we're going to talk about some of that tonight as we go through the program, if I can continue to talk. Now, the other thing that on the positive side of that is that I hate to read books off the computer. I don't know if y'all feel that way, but that's I just don't like it. And I can't mark them up. I can't make notations. I can't do any of that stuff. And, in fact, as we were editing this book, I would get copies and go have them run off at the printer, at a copier place here in town, and go sit out in the park on a table in a bench and read it and make my changes there. And I've heard several comments from people that wanted printable versions so they could read it, just in a few of the key people that I've sent electronic copies to. So those of you, if you're listening, that have gotten one of these from me, because there's not many of you, but there's a couple of you, do not, under any circumstances, let that out of your possession. Okay, because the repercussions are, even though it might be locked or it can't be copied, those facilities can be stripped off of there in less than 10 minutes by somebody that might even really not know what they're doing. And they can take and cut and paste that stuff. They can add things to it and put it on the net. I don't want this out there in any diluted form, period. And that's for you people and all of our collective interests. Okay, so you're going to have a hard copy book. If you choose to purchase one, you're going to be able to take it to the park and sit down and read. You're going to be able to, when you find some of these passages that are going to hit you so hard, and there's a bunch of them in there, you're going to be able to take them over to your friend's house or take them to work or take them and show them to somebody you're trying to get this message across to and stick it under their noses. And you can't do that with a computer electronic version. So, and plus it's got value because you can hold it. You can see it. It's yours. It can go up on your bookshelf. All of those things, you know. And this is what I'm going to tell you because I've learned this the hard way. Don't go giving your copy to people and expect them to get it back. You either buy them a copy or tell them to go buy a copy, most preferably the second one. Because when people have money into something, they tend to read it. When you give somebody something, they go home and stick it on a shelf. And I learned this lesson the hard way in MLM. I'd stand over a hot copier when I could get a free copier at school and copy all this stuff to give people and give it to them. And they'd take it home and sit it down. And a week, 2 weeks later, to read that, now I haven't gotten around to it. So what I started doing was charging them a dollar. And I'd have them give me a dollar, and people will read it when they got something in it. And I know it sounds stupid, but we're talking about human nature here. And a lot of human nature is stupid. Okay. Sorry.
Personally, Raj, I applaud you for having made the decision. And Roger and I spoke over the weekend, and I knew that this decision was coming down as related to the electronic. You know, I get a lot of electronic stuff, and a good friend of ours, Dave, who emails everybody books on a daily basis, and I sometimes get four or five books, and I'm sitting here looking at the works of Plato and Aristotle. 500 pages on the computer. You know, this is one of the reasons it's destroying people's eyesight. Give me a book in my hand. I'm a book lover. I may be an old-fashioned SOB, but I want to hold it. I want to smell it. I don't care if it's paper, if it's leather-bound, or if it's vinyl-wrapped. That's just the nature of who and what I am. That's partially what's wrong with this entire society. People don't read anymore. What they do is they look at bright, colorful crap on their computer. And so I really applaud you for this. I think that, to be honest with you, the majority of the people I have talked with over these past 8 months or so, they're wanting this in hard copy anyway, which goes to tell you the mindset of the people we're talking to every day.
Well, I know that, listen, the book's a killer, okay? By the way, there were two or three small little mistakes in the book review that Gary Kingman wrote last week that's up on the Dollar Vigilante. And he has changed them. So the small C and the cap C were switched, and there was one other minor change. Those have been changed. If you want to use that and pass it around, and we'll pick up on that after the break and some honey and lemon.
We'll be right back. I got to go grab myself some more, too.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Somewhat. This snorting tea and honey and every other darn thing is getting old.
Yeah, man.
I know.
We were talking about this book, and we'll, as soon as we get the okay from our friend, the website will be thrown up there, and there's an order page. I think y'all will like what we've done. God sent me an angel, and he has really contributed. I'm very pleased. When you go and look at it and you scroll down, just look for the two black swans, because that's the buy button. And if you buy that book in any quantity, you're creating black swans. Okay? I wanted to tell you that there's going to be case quantities and stuff available. Our margins are very thin. We can't cut very much off of that for you. But I'm told that the cases will probably contain 40 books. What you can do, if you're someone that's got a little legal group or a group of friends or some sort of a civic club that's all like-minded in this, is you can order a case at a time and save yourself probably some pretty good money on shipping, $100, $120 probably. So there's some reasons for that. I also wanted to say that for those of you who do not have credit cards, and I know there's some of you out there because I was one of you for many years and really still am. There will be an address on there where you can send a money order. And if you want to send a check, I hate to do it, but we'll have to see it clears. So if you can send a money order, that'll be no problem, and we can do that immediately. And that'll be listed on the website also. If you're planning on giving these Christmas presents, and I've had a number of emails from different people saying, I'm buying this for everybody on my Christmas list. I'm not buying any gifts through any corporations this year. I would say I applaud you, and I would say give the gift of freedom this Christmas.
Okay? Well, by the way, they are made in America.
And most of it was written in America. Some of it was written in Argentina.
And I know the printer doesn't hire illegal aliens, so.
Oh, good. I also wanted to, while we're talking about the book, and I've had a couple of comments from Z about the fact that there was some duplication in there. I want to remind you that this was written in about three different stages, and ironically enough, it started after 9/11 was exposed. And I thought people were ready to listen, and that's when the original, I don't know, 60, 70 pages of this took me 120, 150 hours. of getting things together and typing in a lot of it because it wasn't on the web. And so what I did was take that nucleus, and when we started appearing on Jeff's show, knowing that we needed something to put in somebody's hands, I wrapped a current part around it, part two. And in those two parts right there, there are two things that are mentioned twice. And one of them is the process about regulatory agencies and how regulations are promulgated. And the other one is the sacrifice that my teacher, John Benson, who is a man to me that's like a father to me, just part of the sacrifice that he went through in the early start of this to be able to get the knowledge that was subsequently built on to bring all of this to you. Of course, after that, his sacrifices and Glenn Hamborg's were, you know, combined time in federal penitentiary for 14 and a half years simply for teaching this information. So if you don't think that it's powerful and you don't think that they're scared of it, I promise you, you're wrong. Okay. So I'll be very anxious to get it out. Knowing the situation, probably won't start getting out till Monday when the post office opens. There'll be some options on there for you, by the way, on delivery and different pricing. So you can take your own choice on your desire and need and budget. But normally they're going to send it through the mail, and depending on where you are in the country, some of you will have it by next week. Some of you will get it the next day, but it is on the way, and I wanted to let you know where we were on it. And I'm sorry for the delay, but, you know, I had no idea what was involved in something like this. Absolutely, totally no idea. And that segues me into the next segment here. We got a couple of minutes. I'll tease you with it, and then we'll come back and cover it more in the next segment. And I know I told you that last week I'd never written a book before, and I really hope that I never write another one in many, many ways. But I'm going to announce another one to you tonight. Now, you know, we've got a second book coming probably mid-January to end January on the tax system and where the tax system came from, the roots of England, what it's based on, what the procedure is, how it was brought over here and overlaid the same way this feudal slavery, voluntary slavery, feudalism was done. And that book is going to cause a tremendous, tremendous commotion. But we got a third one, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If I go to church on Sunday, then cabaret all day Monday, ain't nobody's business if I do.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Hey, coming back out of the break with Ella Fitzgerald, Lullaby of Birdland. Hey, Roger, I know we talked about maybe jumping on this later, but before we get into this next leg of where you want to go, let's take just a moment and mention to the audience the website situation. What's going on with that?
It's being built. You know, if you go there now, you see the book cover, and hopefully you're using IE or Firefox, and if you haven't signed up, we're going to send those alerts out, by the way, as soon as we get the okay and the website's moved over. So those of you who have signed up already will receive that. But the site's being put together now off-site, and we'll move it on as soon as we get the okay from the printer. As the plans are now, we've got a lot of versatility built in there, and we're going to have different pages for things like blogs and FAQs and questions that I know all of you will have, because from being a teacher in the past, I know that when somebody has a question and has the guts to raise their hand and ask it, there was probably 5 or 10 other people that may have had the same question and didn't have the guts. So I would like to be able to put a forum on there where we can address those sorts of things, and all of you can see the answers and make comments if you want. So that's one thing. As other things spin off of this, and I'm not going to get into that too much tonight, other than just make a mention that we got a promotional campaign coming. I hope to talk about it next week. It is absolutely fantastic, and I think is going to really, really just juice a whole bunch of you, okay? And don't forget, my background for years professionally was promotion. That's what I did. I promoted bands and records. This is just a book, okay? And it's all a technique of learning how to do it and put it together and touch as many areas as possible. And I think and this wasn't my idea. I absolutely know that I'm getting these things straight from the Lord, okay? Because they're just too perfect. They're like this wonderful person that dropped into our organization, same thing. There's just no other reason. The guy doesn't even listen to radio, okay? And he was flipping through one night, and he caught one of these Wednesday broadcasts, and he wrote an email that night. Jeff sent it down to me during the show said, hey, I'd tell Roger I'll be happy to help him with his website. And
yeah, that was just like 3 weeks ago, man.
It was three weeks ago. And the funny thing was is that when we got a chance to talk, he said, you know why I wrote you that? And I said, no, I have no idea. He said, I could hear your passion in your voice.
Well, for those of you who may be joining us late, Roger Sales is our guest tonight on Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. We're talking about the new book. If you've not been to the website, go there, surfsup.com.
Surfs-up.com.
No, I was going to get there.
Okay, sorry.
That's S-E-R-F. S-UP, as in Upper Peninsula, for those of you who live in Michigan, .com. And you know what? Get there now, even though it's the old site. You know what? Spread your screen across your computer as wide as you can get it. Fill in the brief data. It doesn't get you on a list other than to be notified that the book is ready for sale and to be shipped. And as Roger mentioned, we hope to be able to do that over the course of the weekend. And with any good luck, we'll be shipping by Monday. So I've got a couple great emails while we've been on the air. Our good friend Neil Ross says, I was going to buy a hard copy anyway. I prefer being able to lay back in bed, read an actual book instead of staring at a computer screen for hours on end. Also from Toe Cutter, and you certainly had emails from him. Ray says, I'm here as I always am on Wednesdays as well as other days. Go, Roger, go. I'm in total agreement with you on the release of the book. I want printed paper. The computer age has created an avenue for those that chose to alter history and or information. Smart move. Bang. It's good stuff.
Well, thanks for the feedback. You know, one of the things that we discussed was that, you know, the way they've entrapped us to this point is convenience.
Yeah.
Look at the credit card thing leading up to the one world digital money supply. Look at all the things they use. Oh, it's so easy. And people go, well, that's so easy. I want to do it. And it's just like taking a entitlement from the government. You don't know there's a hook in there. Okay. Every time they throw you a piece of meat, man, there's a hook in there. I promise you. Okay.
Listen, credit cards are one thing, but you know, go back to my earliest days of broadcasting. And you remember the nights that I was doing programs back in 95 and 96 talking about, you know, the grocery stores were coming out with special membership. You could sign up and get all these discounts. Then they started taking debit cards, no more check guarantee cards, debit cards at the grocery stores, et cetera. I said, then it's a setup. Stay the heck away from all of it.
Come back. Jeff, give me a memory peg if we got time, and let's come back. And I got an aspect of global warming I want to discuss, but I want to talk about this other stuff first. I got an idea. It was given to me the other night that I think fits in real well with what we're doing, and it's another book. And I'm not going to write it. I'm going to compile it, and you people are going to write it. And the book's going to be on terrorism. And we're going to put in there the real definition out of the Oxford Dictionary on terrorism. We're going to put in there the Woodrow Wilson letter about China that's one part of the book mentions just a part of it, and in the back of the book the entire thing is from American history is in there. And when you get a chance to read it, you'll understand why. And the third thing, if I can get a hold of Ralph Winterroot and get his permission, I'd like to pull that thing off his site that was in an Idaho IRS case a few years back where they put the U.S. attorney under deposition. And she was asked to, is the IRS a government agency? And when those questions, you either agree or deny. And she denied a U.S. attorney that the IRS is a federal government agency. So I would like to put those things in there in a short introductory situation. And then what I'd like to fill the entire rest of the book with is IRS horror stories. And that's going to come from you people. And I'm sure there's a bunch of them out there. And I'd like them to be first person, if possible, family, or and if you know somebody, if you could get them to do this. And this is the form I want you to do it in. I want you to write out the story in the form of an affidavit. Okay? It's very simple. I'll have instructions on this on the website when we get it up. But there is a sense of urgency here because it fits right in with what we're doing. And you can put the right heading on the affidavit, I swear under penalty of perjury under the laws of the United States of America. Now, there's two different affidavit headings in the United States Code. One just says United States, and one says United States of America. What did we say? There's two sets of law books in the law library. There's two political statuses, mutually exclusive, in the oath for the passport application. There's two different political statuses in 26 CFR 1.1-1A, okay? You know, it's like, I don't know if any of y'all remember. I don't have a great memory, but there used to be an old commercial, old Darby Dog, 222, you know? And this is everything's 222, all right? Why? Because there's a set of slaves and there's a set for free men. And I trust that most of you, except for probably the FBI and Mossad and Russell Estes, will want to be free men. Hell, those probably people may be free men already. So anyway,
hi, Russ. Well, how you doing tonight?
He's our most loyal listener. What I'd like for you to do is put it in the form of an affidavit. See, I'm not scared to tell you bastards what we're doing, Okay? You're the ones that are sneaky and have to go spy on people, tap their phones, get into their emails, read, because, somebody might be coming against us. Why? Because your whole game plan's built on lies and deceit. Our game plan's built on truth. And we put it right out in the open. And I'm not scared to do that one damn bit. Okay? Because you can't address it. You can't stop it. And you can't rebut it. Checkmate, Satan. So what I'd like for you to do is put this in an affidavit form. I'd like for you to put right at the top of the affidavit that this is in direct reference to a book just published called From Sovereign to Serf, Government by the Trickery and Deception of Words. And then I'd like to put the website in there. And then you go list 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever experiences you've had with these bloodsuckers, okay? And these family records, these business records, these people that go in and ruin your life and cause people to commit suicide, okay? That's the horror stories I want, you know? And what we want to do is take those affidavits then, and I want you to publish them in the legal organ of your city or county, okay? And we're going to start putting this stuff out in front of the legal community all over the blasted United States. And when that runs, you go get a copy of that ad, and you take a copy of the receipt that you paid for it for, and you go copy those things on a piece of paper, and you go get that notarized too. And you send those, go scan them in, and you send them to us. And I'll make a book of all the horror stories that these bastards have caused to this country, okay? These minions, these little leeches from the big leeches, all right? Because now we've got a train of evidence. We've got fraud documented in the first book. We've got fraud documented in the second book. And we got what kind of fraud they led to with these fraudulent activities of theirs that led up to this. And people are going to know that these are the real terrorists. You see, what you do, just like with resident citizens of the United States, you attack them on their word. You know, I've thought many times, and I don't know how many times I've told you, do not go around telling people you're sovereign. I know that's in the title of the book. Do not do that. You tell people you're a United States national, and I would suggest that you go by the post office, if you still got one open around you, and get a whole handful of those passport applications and glue one or tape it on your arm, and you can show them, look, right here's the oath. Okay? You don't look at this. These are different. They're mutually exclusive. Did you know there was two types of citizens in the United States? Did you know there was two sets of law books in the law library? Did you know there was two different statuses in the Internal Revenue Code? Did you know all that? So you go back and you use simple concepts. And what we're all prone to do, and I did this for years, I know, I'm telling you from experience, is you go in there and want to tell people some of the complicated stuff of this. And I'm telling you, people, you will lose more people than you'll ever gain. And the reason is simple. You cannot give this information and get it across in sound bites.
No, you're absolutely right. And you've heard me say for years that you will, you know, how many times we'll get into conversations with so-called liberals or leftists or progressives or whatever you want to call them. You're never going to get people to begin to grasp the truth and the reality by hitting them in the gut with a double-barrel shotgun. But if you sting them with a BB, the simple things Roger just mentioned, they're going to stick around and they're going to get hungry for the truth.
Well, you see, this was one of my philosophies in sales all my life. You know, it's easier to pull a rope than it is to push a rope.
Yeah.
All right? Now, here's the other part of that, and this is maybe how I'll make up for that electronic version. This one's going to be free. You can take it and download it, and you can start putting it in people's hands, and you can show them who the real damn terrorists are and what real terrorism is, as defined by the finest dictionary in the world, the English Oxford Dictionary. And it says, intimidation by government. Terrorism.
Yeah. I know Neil's sitting out there listening. He's taking notes. I know he's going to be working on a new column tonight, and I guarantee you he's going to find a way to insert that one in there.
Okay, now I want to cover something else.
Intimidation by government is terrorism.
That's exactly what it is, and it's in the finest dictionary of the world. And you know where they trace it back to?
How far back?
French Revolution, the first revolution caused by these bastards as an experiment by debauching the money supply.
Mm.
Okay.
Always comes back to the shekels, doesn't it?
It always comes back to the shekels, and we found a great quote from Robespierre that talks about terrorism and government. We'll have that included in the in whatever we write there to lead in for this. Now, the other thing was I got another brainstorm, and I want to thank from the bottom of my heart Miss Pam, because Miss Pam had some problems last week. We talked about it briefly in filing an affidavit in the property records, and I had a conversation with her through email, and then the night I was getting all these brainstorms, pardon me for a second, a little cough. The night I was getting all these brainstorms, this is another answer that came to me, and I think this is very, very, very important, and it really aids our cause. And that is, instead of going and filing your affidavit, those of you who want to do this, filing your affidavit at the property records office, we've had a couple of people that had problems. Dave up there in Idaho had problems because of the Tim Turner bunch filing all these allodial titles and this other bogus stuff. Hey, man, slaves can't have property. They are property. Sorry. Okay?
Yeah.
And it's funny because they were willing to work with Dave because, hell, he brings them two-day-old donuts all the time. They love him. And they even gave him some advice. But this is better. And what I'm going to tell you to do is what I told Pam to do. You take that affidavit, there's an alternate method. And that is, once again, publishing it in the legal organ of your county. If it's a small town, it's the newspaper. If it's a town of any size, it'll have a specific legal organ that's dedicated to the legal community. And that's where they put notices of divorce and foreclosures and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you can publish it in there. I don't remember if it's 3 days or whatever. You ask them what their requirement is. And publish it in there, and in the first sentence of your affidavit, I want you to put that same language. The reason I'm filing this is because of what I've learned from a book called Sovereign to Serf, Government by the Trickery and Deception of Words, and put the website in there. And you're going to put your affidavit on there, and you're going to write this. I'm not going to write it for you. This is your final exam, okay? And they're going to be published, and now, instead of being buried in the property records office under a stack of foreclosure notices, you're going to be right there in the legal organ for the entire legal community to see. Okay? And we're going to start taking every advantage we get of getting this thing out there. Because my personal experience is, I used to give this three-hour presentation. I did it for years. And I went through 11 different attorneys, okay? And not one of them had ever been taught any of these concepts in law school. Every one of them went back and did additional research. Not one disputed one material fact in here. In our whole weekend course, and I'm going to talk more about that because we found some tapes of that, and if there's enough of you out there, we can get them reproduced, and you'll have 30 hours of John Benson's legal teaching, buddy, and there ain't nothing better than that on the face of the earth, I'm going to tell you. I'd put John Benson's legal knowledge up against all 9 justices of the Supreme Court, and I guarantee you he knows more about law than those jokers, okay? So we're going to take all of that. We had over 30 attorneys go through the whole weekend course, and one of them had been practicing for over 30 years, practicing for over 30 years, and he'd never seen this stuff, and he was so damn mad. He went home after that Sunday night and got his bar card out and ripped it up and retired on the spot.
That's pretty profound. That unto itself is quite a statement.
So,
no two ways about it.
I mean, I've told you all this is powerful, okay? It's powerful. It's going to change your life because everything in the whole way you think is going to change. And what I've been able to figure out, because I spend copious amounts of time thinking about this stuff, is that there's some good jazz music whenever I want to talk serious about it.
That's right. We'll be right back with some closing comments from Roger Sales. Stay with us for the final minutes of life, liberty, and all that jazz, won't you?
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of micropore self-sterilizing and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Ramsey Lewis. Ed Cat had a style all of his own. Nobody could duplicate that thing. Welcome back. Final closing minutes of Wednesdays with Roger. Roger's this up because we're running out of time here, man.
All right,
more ways than one.
Well, listen, I got a page of notes to go over. So, you know, let's call Alan and see if we can have him the next hour. I wanted to tell you guys that I checked with my mommy earlier this week, and she said, gave me permission to have my own email address. So I'm going to give that out, and I'm going to take this burden off Jeff, who's been so kind to forward me this stuff. Quite frankly, my personal email box is almost as badly commingled as Gerald Salente's MF Global account. So I'm trying to clear that up a little bit, and that address is Town Crier, my old handle I've used for 15 years now, TOWNCRYR, spell phonetically. TOWNCRYR at yahoo.com. Now, I'll have that one, and as soon as we get this website up, I'm going to pull an email address off of our domain because I like to surf's up, man, and I want to go wax my board, right? So that I wanted to get out of the way, and I wanted to cover something. I've had it in my notes for a couple of weeks, and, you know, I'm not exactly the Bible scholar. As it is with this law and stuff and history. But you can't be an expert in everything. But I know a lot of the stories, and I know the concepts, and I understand the applications. And this is one that I heard a long time ago, actually. I heard it from Nancy Lord. Some of you may know who Nancy was.
It's Nancy.
Yeah, she was a doctor and a lawyer in Atlanta for quite a while, and a good gal. And this was something that she said one time, and I thought it was very, very particularly pointed at what we're doing here. And that's the story in the Old Testament. I don't remember if it was David, Daniel, or one of the big protagonists in the Bible in those Old Testament days. And they were going, as they did a lot in those old days, they were going to battle against a neighboring tribe. It's an opposing force. And he had at least 1,000 or more soldiers under his command. And what he did was he was trying to weed out the ones that he didn't want and get the ones that he did want. And what he told them to do was to go take a drink of water at the river. And he was on the other side, and he watched them. And he watched for the soldiers that kept their eyes up while they were drinking. And those are the soldiers he went back and chose, a much smaller force than the one he had originally, but a much more ferocious force. And they went and won that battle. And what I'm telling you guys is this. I want the ones that are looking up when they're drinking.
Yeah. Unreal.
And, you know, I hear people talking about we need numbers. I heard a guy call in yesterday and said, I can't talk to anybody that'll listen to me. Hey, listen, man, you keep trying and you keep planting seeds, and we're going to take a little time on one of these shows and go over how to do this conceptually. Just like I said, you make it simple. And you use those 2-2-2 examples, and you talk in concepts, and you bring people down from that, and then they're ready to listen. You'll find them much easier. We're looking for a small, dedicated group. We're not looking for numbers. Only 3-5% of the people in 1776 founded this country. And next week I'll have a better voice, and I hope some of you got the book, and God bless. Thanks for listening.
Take care. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for spending your valuable time with us here tonight. Alan Watt coming up next. Stay with us right here in Republic Trading Group. We'll see you tomorrow.